Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Good afternoon, and to God be the glory. I pray that you had a joyful, productive, and amazingly blessed week as well as weekend. But God is truly good all the time. Do you agree? Well, if you're listening to the sound of my voice at this particular time, God truly did wake you up this morning. And that was the start of your blessings for this glorious day. Think about this. Someone, somewhere, was not able to get out of bed this morning, but you were. So go ahead and give God a high note of praise. Why? Because God truly loves you. He loves you so much that he gave you another chance to get it right with him on today. Amen? Today is Monday, April the 18th, 2016, and you have turned into our God-ordained and appointed appointed Blog Talk Radio program, which is entitled Come Together for Change. I would like to welcome all of our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted financial partners. We truly have an awesome, amazing blessing prepared for you today, straight from heaven. Amen. Just so you know, my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my amazing husband, who also is Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, who is the host for our dynamic radio broadcast, again, entitled Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and God-appointed ministries, Men in Search of Change, and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes that you will need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be very victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey. Now, before you grab your Bible or your pen and your notepad, why don't you just give someone a blessing right now and tweet them, text them, call them, or run next door and tell them, come together for a change. It's on the air right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. All you have to do at this time is dial 646-200-0578. While we are broadcasting for the next 30 minutes, we truly do not want anyone to miss this anointed word of God. Did you know that words have creative power? When you take time each day to declare God's promises over your health, over your mind, over your family, and over your finances, you are speaking victory into your very near future. These declarations will help you live a positive and faith-filled life. So I want to encourage you today to read the gospel of Jesus Christ on a daily basis, along with a sincere prayer every morning at noontime and every night before you go to sleep, and watch how things would just fall into place for your life and for your family. As you speak victory into your future, you are starting off each day right by declaring God's favor over your life. Declare God's promises and see God's goodness not tomorrow, but today in Jesus' mighty name. You will have a new perspective in life and faith to believe bigger and to go beyond your barriers in order to reach your higher potentials. You will be stronger than ever, and nothing will be able to get in your way or stop what God has in store for you. That was our inspiration for this week. Our topic for today is prepare for persecution. Da-da-da-da. Prepare for persecution. So if you're going to prepare for something, obviously persecution will be coming. Our main scriptures for today will come out of St. John, the 15th chapter and the 20th verse. And it reads as follows. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. That is St. John 15 chapter and the 20th verse. And our other chapter, main chapter, will be coming from St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 11th and the 12th verse. Again, St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 11th and the 12th verse. And it reads as follows. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And at this time, I would like to present to some and introduce to others the host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Aaliyah. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another afternoon. It's good to know that Jesus Christ is alive, and because he's alive, we can communicate with him. Because he's alive, we are able to reach out to him by faith and reach him through the event of prayer. Because he is alive, we can pray to him. Because the word says prayer without ceasing. Therefore, we need to be able to reach out and to pray to him. And as we pray to him, he can answer our prayers and turn our situations around. I know there are several of you listening this evening that would like to have your situations turned around. You would like to know that God is able to help you in your situations. It may be situations with your children at home. It may be situations with your spouse at home. It may be situations with others at work. It may be situations with others in the neighborhood. Whatever the situation, know this, that God is able to do the impossible. He is able to set you free from your difficulties. And I want you to know that if you only trust him, if you trust and obey, he is able to work things out for you. Okay, well, I have a very interesting topic for you this evening. The topic is prepare for persecution. Well, you say, well, why should we have to prepare for persecution? Because the scriptures we just read, Jesus said that we will be persecuted because if they persecuted him, they will persecute you. So don't feel that you are exempt from persecution. You say, well, what is persecution? Persecution is the act of harassing, subjecting to cruel, harmful, or unjust treatment. And it is the art of killing people because their differences of beliefs, because they have differences of beliefs. Now, soon after Jesus was crucified and rose from the grave, and the church started to grow, there was a man who came forward, and he began to preach. And this man, because of his preachings, he was stoned to death, because that was the way that people used to persecute Christians in those days. So we see that this man was persecuted in an unusual way, all right? He was persecuted because his name was Stephen, and he was persecuted because he spoke the truth. And after that, persecution continued because John the Baptist was beheaded, and there were several others. And right down through the years, people have been persecuted. The majority of people who have been persecuted because of their beliefs, because of their faith, have been Christians. And I want you to know this, that right now there are over 6 billion people in the world. Out of the 6 billion people, 2 billion of them are Christians. And then there are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world, and 786 million Hindus, and 362 million Buddhists, and 151 million atheists. So we see here that because the Christians have expanded so much, that because Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. As a result, the early Christians, they went all over the world preaching the gospel, and the kingdom was expanded. And we see here that right now, because of the growth of Christianity, that 2 billion Christians, that there are 1.2 Muslims, that the Muslims in particular are the people who are mostly persecuting the Christians. Also, we have the Hindus in places like India and Pakistan, and who are persecuting the Christians because the Christians are the minority in those places. So wherever the Christians are the minority, because right now in the Middle East, Christians are being persecuted for their faith. I'm sure that you've heard on your televisions and your radio, although it's not given a lot of positive press time, that ISIS has been persecuting Christians. They have been beheading them. If they acknowledge at all that Jesus Christ, that they're Christians and they believe in Jesus Christ, they are persecuted by being beheaded. Some time ago, there was a situation in our nation where one gentleman took it upon himself to persecute people, and he wanted to make sure that those who were Christians would be killed. And therefore, he was able to ask them if they were Christians. And those who said they were Christians, they were shot to death. So we see that it is not only in the Middle East, it is not only in Pakistan, it is not only in India that Christians are being persecuted, but right here in the United States of America, right on our doorsteps, Christians are being persecuted. And I'm sure that you will recognize that this is the time when Jesus said that we will suffer persecution. And I'll tell you this, that if we don't wake up and look to see what is happening, we're going to be left wanting. Because the scripture in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, we hear the apostle telling the young preacher Timothy, he said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Well, it is not a matter of a might or a maybe. He said they shall suffer persecution. And again, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, we hear the word saying, but the God of all grace, who have called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, establish, strengthen, make you perfect. So we see that the persecution is nothing new. It was prophesied in the Bible, and now we are coming into the time when we ourselves have got to prepare for persecution. We have got to ask ourselves the question, are we willing to suffer persecution for the name of Jesus? Well, Jesus, who has been so good to us, Jesus, who is the one who has delivered us, Jesus, the one who has set us free. And now, when we are faced with the question, are you ready to give your life for Jesus? You don't know how to accept. You don't know what to say. You don't know that Jesus, he is coming again. You don't know that Jesus wants you to surrender to him so completely that regardless of your circumstances, that you will be willing to say, yes, Lord, yes, I'm willing to go with you. Regardless of what you are looking at, the problems that you are facing today are nothing to compare with what you will suffer if you don't, and the days coming ahead when you will be probably asked, are you a Christian? And if you are a Christian, that you will be probably shot like some of the people up in the state of Oregon or Washington were shot to death because they admitted that they were Christians. Here also we see that in terms of persecution, we see the young man who went into the church and shot the 8 people who were at Bible study. So we see that there are persecutions in different forms and fashions, and we cannot stand by and say, well, I don't know what to do. No, you've got to make a decision. You've got to be willing to say, Lord, I'm willing to die for you. I'm willing to live for you, and I'm willing to die for you. Whatever the circumstances, you've got to be willing to make up your mind. As that surrender says, my mind's made up. I won't turn back. I want to see my Jesus someday. Is your mind made up to follow him regardless of the circumstances? God is going to take you through. You don't have to worry. God is going to take you through. He is going to be there with you, and therefore you are going to have to face up to the persecutions because Jesus is coming soon, and he wants you to be ready and to be prepared to go with him. Whatever the situation this evening, God wants to help you. Whatever you are going through, you know it's difficult, but you must also recognize that despite the difficulties, God is able to help you. He will bring you through, and he is able to help you to overcome every persecution. You may be facing persecutions of different sorts. Maybe at school, you may be facing persecution of bullying. At your workplace, they may be tempting you. They may be trying you. They may be putting you down. But you must know that God is faithful, and he is able to take you to wherever you need to go. He is able to cover you in the blood. He is able to let you know that he will be with you. Despite your circumstances, know this, that God is able. He is able, regardless of the circumstances. We may look at them and we may feel that we are going through worse times. But think of those people in the Middle East who have been called out from their homes. Their homes have been destroyed. Think of those people in Syria. Think of those people in those parts of the world. They're persecuted because they're Christians. Think of the pastors who have been shot to death because they claim to be Christians, because they claim to be believers and followers of Jesus. I'm suggesting to you today that you over here in the United States of America and other parts of the world who have been having it so well and things have been going so well for you, and we have been just making sport in terms of the church. We have not really been uniting together. We have not been able to pull things together. We have not been able to seal that it is time that we get rid of our fun and our frolic, and we will be willing to submit to what God would have us to do, because Jesus would have us to unite. He would have us to unite. He said that we are all one. Oh, that was the talk of the Apostle Paul, that we are all one in Christ Jesus. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither male nor female. There's neither bond nor free. But we are all one. But the time has come for us to look at ourselves and to ask the question, are we all one in Christ Jesus? Is the church all one? Is the church ready for unity? Is the church ready to do what God would have them to do? God is depending upon us. Are we ready to lift up our eyes onto the hills from whence cometh our help? Are we ready to be able to look and see that Jesus wants us to do more for him? What are we doing for him at this time? What are we saying to ourselves? What are we saying? Are we ready to undergo any kind of persecution like those in Middle East, like those in Africa, like those in India, like the Muslims in Pakistan and the other parts of the world? Are we ready to go and carry the gospel? Because Jesus said that this gospel must be preached in all the world before he comes back, before the end of the earth. Therefore, we have to look and see that it's time for us to stop fooling around as Christians. It's time for the church to arise. It's time for the church to lift up their eyes and to see where we are going. It is time for the church to be the church. Oh, Jesus said that the church, it was his bride. Oh, we have to realize that a bride is someone that's elegant, someone that's pure, someone that knows how to carry themselves. And if we are the bride of Christ, we have to stop fooling around, and we have to put ourselves in place where we can be able to understand how to do what is right. God is depending upon us. God is depending upon the church to lift up the banner of Christ. God is depending upon us to see that without him, we can do nothing. God is depending upon us to see that his son Jesus came to this earth and suffered. And if Jesus suffered, then we have got ourselves to put ourselves in the place where we'll be willing to go forward in faith and to say and do the things that he would have us to do and say. We need, because this is a time when Jesus says his coming is soon. And he said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He wants us to go out there and to preach the gospel of love. He wants us to go into all the world and preach love, because even though they may try to persecute us, we can stand up and show that we love them still. Even though they tried to persecute the early Christians, they got together and they showed their love for each other. They were there hugging and loving on each other as they were sent to be eaten by the lions. They were hugging and loving on each other as they were facing persecution. Are we ready for that today? Are we able to love on each other? Are we able to show our love for each other? Are we willing to do what is right? God wants us to come and to stand in faith and do what we know is right. Are we ready? Are we ready? I just want to prepare your heart today for, if you are a pastor, if you are a missionary, if you are involved in Christian work, it is time for you to get up and to do the things that God would have you to do. It is time to say to yourself, I am not going to fool around any longer. I am going to seek his face. I'm not going to allow the enemy to pull me back into sin by allowing me to be greedy after the works of iniquity. No, I'm not going to allow the devil to cause me to just look at the things of the world Oh, you do that song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for in his wonderful face. And the things of earth, oh, go slowly dim in the light of his glory and grace. God wants to help you. He wants to deliver you and set you free and prepare you for his kingdom. He wants to prepare you for entry into the kingdom of heaven. Are you willing to give up whatever you are doing so that you can be a part of the kingdom of heaven? Are you willing to give up whatever is happening in your life right now? Are you willing to for your life to be transformed? The word says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Is your mind renewed? Are you ready to take a plunge in the right direction? Or are you going in the same direction as you've been going all these years? Now is the time for change. Now is the time for action. Because when the persecution comes, you will not be prepared if you are not now looking to get your life straightened out. God wants to help you. And he wants you to be willing to say, I am ready. Are you ready to face whatever persecution may come to you in life? Are you ready to do what he would have you to do? I want to pray with you this evening that God will give you the courage, that God will give you the strength, that you will stand strong in faith, and that you will be a believer in faith, believing that God is able to give you the strength to overcome every situation. I want to pray with you now. I want you to bow your head with me wherever you are and listen to what I'm praying for you and ask God to come into your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on the behalf of this boy, this girl, this man, this woman, those who are listening to this broadcast, and those who will listen to it sometime later as they turn to Facebook. Lord, grant wisdom, understanding to your people that they may be free from the bondages of sin and turn their lives over to you. Right now, Lord, I take authority over the powers of darkness that would come to hold them back. In the name of Jesus, I grant victory that these people who are listening may be able to surrender to your will. They may be able to turn their lives over to you in the name of Jesus. And I want to pray for Christians and for the churches that they may prepare for persecution. Whether we like it or not, you said that it would come. And you said that blessed are they which are persecuted for your name's sake. And the apostles said, all that would live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. So, Father, we have to prepare, whether we like it or not, for persecution. And I ask that your Holy Spirit may minister and grant wisdom, understanding to your people that they may do what is right in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. And we also want to thank all of our faithful and weekly listeners and supporters as well. Our mail and address is Come Together for Change, P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada 89009. Or you can email us at hwgministries@gmail.com. And if you are ever in need of prayer or counseling, feel free to call W. Griffin at 702-454-5717. Thank you again for listening to Come Together for Change. We pray that you are blessed with the wonderful teachings of Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffin and that you will truly have a life-changing and a prayer-answered glorious week. Until we meet again on Blog Talk Radio next Monday, which will be April the 25th, 2016. And do invite a friend, a neighbor, an associate, or a family member to join us next Monday. Thank you so much. Know that you are next in line for an amazing blessing this week. Just look for it. God will truly do it for you. You be wise because you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. Amen.
that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to